It's the E-Commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the E-Commerce Master Plan Podcast. I'm Chloe, the creator and host of this award-winning show, and it's my aim in every episode to help you find ways to improve your e-commerce business. So thank you for tuning in. I would love to know how the show helps you, and you can let me know that via social media by using the hashtag Ecom Masterplan. So that's ECOM Masterplan. In today's episode, I'm catching up with someone who has been fundamental to the creation of this podcast, fundamental from day one, involved in one way or another with pretty much every episode that's gone out there. Because today, my guest is from Music Radio Creative, who are the people who have created all my jingles and who edit all my episodes, the marvelous team over there. So it's kind of cool to get to catch up with them and talk about how they sell their products via e-commerce, via Shopify, in fact. But also, you know, just to catch up, because we spend a lot of time communicating via Trello boards and email rather than actually speaking. So I think you're going to like this episode. We talk about e-commerce from a different angle, serving B2B businesses, large and small, about selling services online and courses online and digital products online. We also talk a lot about managing, or a little bit about managing remote teams, and we talk a lot about success via YouTube as well. Before we get into that, though, please do check out the sponsors. This podcast is brought to you by Klaviyo, the ultimate e-commerce marketing platform for email and SMS messaging. Whether you're launching your e-commerce business or taking your brand to the next level, Klaviyo gives you the tools to get growing faster. That's why it's trusted by over 38,000 e-commerce brands. Build your contact list, send emails that pop, and create marketing moments that build valuable customer relationships over any distance. Get started for free today. Visit klaviyo.com/masterplan to create your free account. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan. Did you know that e-commerce visitors who search can convert between 4 to 6 times more than the others? And that 50% of your e-commerce turnover can be generated by users who search? Turn your search bar into a powerful sales weapon and install DoFinder, an advanced site search technology that can help you increase your online sales up to 20%. Don't believe it? Well, go to dofinder.com/masterplan to sign up for a free 30-day trial and join the 5,000+ e-commerce sites around the world that already use it. And now to introduce today's special guest. Isabella Russell is the CEO at Music Radio Creative. Founded in 2006, they sell a range of services, software, and courses to businesses, radio stations, podcasters, live streamers, and YouTubers. Hello, Isabella.
Hello, Chloe. It's so lovely to be here.
It's great to be recording a podcast with you. We communicate so much, but rarely record it. So
I know it's good to be on the other end of the microphone, I guess, for this.
It's because I think I've been interviewed by you at least once, if not twice, trying to stretch the memory banks back. So
we go way back.
Well, look, something we don't often talk about is e-commerce and that side of your business. Usually we're talking about podcast formats and jingles and all this kind of stuff. So how did you get started in e-commerce?
So we had a business for quite a few years. My husband's background is in audio, and he actually founded the company. And I have joined in 2011 when our daughter was born. Well, shortly before she was born, actually. I was working full-time in banking, and I went on my maternity leave, and I was just incredibly bored. I mean, to the point where I was literally scratching the walls. So I was just like, okay, Mike, you know, you've got this business. I really want to have a look at it. Can I just kind of, you know, have a look, mess about, just see what I can bring and, you know, how it's all going to work out. And that's really how this started. That was at the point where the business was literally just like this thing on the side that Mike had running with, you know, it wasn't turning over at all. Any significant amounts of money. And I started to look after it. It was kind of like my baby, literally. I was about to give birth to one, but this was like a new baby on the side. And I started to grow it. I've brought in a lot of my experience from banking and customer service. And within probably less than 5 months, this became our full-time job for both of us.
Wow.
So when I was very fortunate because I had a little bit of a, I guess, shelter from the, you know, with bank providing the maternity leave. So that was fantastic umbrella to have. But then when that finished, I did not have to go back to working in a bank. We literally just went full on working at Musing Radio Creative.
Wow. So it was kind of born out of boredom in some ways, but
100%, it really was. And I, at that point, I did not have any idea of how audio was working, you know, what kind of, you know, creative business that was. All I really wanted to do is just have a little mess in a way, I mean, in quotes, playing business, as in, you know, so how would it be if I started to look after the customers? What would it look like if I added new voices to our website? What kind of products I could add? And it was kind of like this play for me, you know, that really turned into something significant, which was a lot of fun at the time, which I think made it successful in the process because I had fun along the way. There was no pressure. It just worked out for the best.
Because we should say something quite seriously significant because I, you know, I read out a list of businesses, radio stations, the type of people you work for, but you work with some big names, don't you, across many different sectors. If you want to mention a couple, we can.
Yeah, we certainly do. I mean, yeah, this obviously, you know, we've worked with for this over the years, but our clients include FBI. We've worked on podcast imaging for the LA office project, and we consulted them on how to best do their audio branding. We currently work with World Health Organization. We look after some of their podcast projects. We advised NASA on the audio restoration that they were looking to do. Yeah, so there's quite a lot. We provide audio for Thorpe Park here in the UK. So like some of the rides, when you get on the rides, we provide audio for that. When you go to London Eye, we do the voices that announce the queuing times, you know, and things like that. So there is just a lot of variety in there. And yeah.
It's quite amazing the number of places that voice has to be recorded for. It's a complex world.
It is. It really, really is. I mean, there is literally so much. Audio is a huge part of everything we do. And that's where we try to fill in those holes, you know, everywhere where you need audio, that's where you potentially can help.
So from that, we go back to that end of that maternity leave when you started working on the business. Was it e-commerce? Had Mike set it up to be e-commerce from day one and then you just took it up to another level?
He has, yes. So it's always been e-commerce and it's always been quite unusual because it was a service. So obviously, especially at the start, everything that we were selling was 100% custom made to every customer. So from the very start, it was the e-commerce aspect. What we had to figure out is how to really convert the pricing that was very much a standard in our industry. There is a lot of kind of stigma around the voiceover work. There are obviously unions that try to regulate, you know, how much you should pay for certain, you know, for certain types of projects. And it's kind of like, it's very difficult because there is like a million questions you have to ask before you can actually land at the price. So we've tried to simplify it. And we said, okay, from the very beginning, we were like, well, we are never going to satisfy everybody in the process, but let's try to create a formula that's going to at least try and cover the most amount and then turn it into a product that somebody can go on the website and purchase within a few clicks. So,
yeah, and it's you mentioned really big brands that you work for there, but I know you also work for a lot of kind of hobbyists producing their jingles as such and a lot of smaller businesses as well. And I guess that's simply because you can literally go onto your website and order a jingle.
Absolutely. We work on average year, we work with clients in 145 different countries. They will range from radio stations. We do a lot of work for online radio, but we also work with actually just regular radio stations. So we provide the radio imaging, commercials. We work with DJs. We provide them with like DJ drops, DJ intros and things like that. A lot of podcasters, obviously podcasting has boomed over the last few years. So that's a big part of our work. So we not only do intros and outros, we provide the post-production service. And then there is everything else. So it could be voicemail recordings. It could be audio for video. So like when you have the explainer videos, audiobooks, and just so much more. So a huge variety and spread over internationally.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So e-commerce from day one, but how is the business right now? So where in the world are you? And obviously you're selling everywhere, but whereabouts are you based?
We are based on the Isle of Wight. So we've always worked remotely. So our entire team has always worked from home. But we are based on the Isle of Wight, which is lovely for us. We absolutely love it here.
Cool. And the platform you sell on, it obviously used to be a custom one. Now you're on Shopify. Are you glad you made the move to Shopify?
Oh boy, am I glad. It was literally the best decision we've ever made. And in a way, I've said to Mike, who is my husband and business partner, I said, why have we not done this before? You know, why haven't we done this sooner? It would literally have saved us probably over £50,000, if not more, in the process. I mean, and just the headache of the custom developers who were, you know, it's just this went wrong and you changed this and then that breaks. And it's just this never-ending disaster zone with the custom builds. And all of a sudden, you turn into Shopify and it just all works. You know, I mean, the build took us probably less than 3 months. I did want to have quite a lot of customizations. So I knew it's not going to take like a few weeks to set up. But it cost us literally a fraction of a price of what we've paid for our custom website before. And it just works. Nothing breaks. And we have so much more functionality in the process too.
Yeah, it's I remember the day I logged on to the site and was like, oh, this is exciting. This is new. Because what you're doing with Shopify is above and beyond what the regular product-based e-commerce store would do, because you're almost delivering the product via it as well, aren't you?
We are, yeah. Not almost. We are delivering product through it. So, we had to use quite a lot of apps in the process. I've been trying not to develop our own apps, even though like everybody's like, oh, we can develop the app for you. We can develop the app for you. I'm like, no, thanks. I'm just trying to speak into all the solutions that are available to us. We've just utilized a lot of apps, trying to patch them cleverly together, and it just works beautifully. And it is fully delivering the product to the customers in the process too.
And presumably quite integrated to team systems as well on the back end, because of course, you know, you're not selling something that's stacked on a shelf. It actually has to be created, the great majority of it.
Correct. Yes. So it just, it ties into a lot of the processes we have on the back end. We are huge spreadsheets users, which I'm trying to get away. And as far as I'm trying to get away, you know, it's just I'm brought even closer to them. It's like one of those things you cannot escape, but they work fine. And we have actually processes that we've developed over the last, over 10 years now. And it just works seamlessly, and we are happy with it as it currently is. We might introduce some more automations with time, but because of the fact that every product is unique, it's quite hard to do at the same time. So we have to prioritize the attention to detail we've always wanted to provide to our customers over the automation side of things. So
yes, it's quite an interesting one, isn't it? Because you can go onto the site and buy a jingle, but then the customer has to pick, you know, there's a process for picking the music, there's a process for picking the voiceover artist, there's a process for confirming the script. So although at the point of purchase, it's identical to everything else, by the time it's delivered, it's completely unique, which is quite a
correct.
An interesting angle on e-commerce, quite a lot going on behind the scenes.
Yes.
And you mentioned apps that you've got running on Shopify. Are there a couple you'd like to give a nice plug to?
Yes. I mean, the one that I really love using, and it kind of allowed us to bring a little bit more flexibility into the typical e-commerce store, is the Shogun Page Builder. I don't know whether you are familiar with that one, but essentially it allows you to create really nice looking landing pages, and you can integrate your collections of products into it just seamlessly. And it just takes minutes to create. So for us, that has been quite an important thing, because we wanted to include, you know, there's so much information to include on specific products, and we wanted to be able to make it relatively easy, but also easy to adapt and change as things change with time. So this one has been really good. I also love using Send Owl. That's the one that is fantastic for sending files to clients, especially on our products that are available to download instantly after the purchase. So that's one side of business that we've been growing over time, where clients can purchase music, or they can purchase, we sell a lot of presets for Adobe Audition or Premiere Pro to allow people to essentially have a better audio experience. We sell packages with sound effects and music, and a few other things. So all of those are instantly available after the purchase. So obviously that was a part we wanted to automate quite easily, and that has worked really well for us. So
yes, it's not something you just want to have an email going out with a link to the file in, is it? You need it to be a little bit more secure than that.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, you do. And that just essentially allowed us to do it. So that's fantastic.
And then you also sell courses, but I don't think you're doing those via Shopify, are you?
Not yet, no. So we are, this is one of the projects that is on my never-ending to-do list for this year. I really want to bring the courses to Shopify. We've looked into integration, so we are currently hosting them on Teachable, and I know there is an existing integration with Shopify that we are looking to implement. So that all of the courses will still be kind of hosted on Teachable, but all the sales aspect of it will happen on Shopify. So that is coming. It's just been one of those things that has been pushed on, you know, further and further as other priorities took on. But yes, we provide people with courses. A big part of what we do is also so training essentially to people, and education on how to make good sounding audio, what microphones to use, how to record things, how to do specific things inside Adobe Audition or other audio software, and, you know, reviewing microphones, audio interfaces, and things like that. So this has been a huge part of our business. And also, in a way, a marketing technique as well, which has worked really well for us, because over the years, we have established a large base of followers on YouTube, and that sort of funnels people back into our business when they do need audio.
Oh, I get it. So you teach them how to do audio, and then for those additional items they need, they come back to you.
They do, absolutely. So it's just phenomenal how YouTube, it has been a long-term game. So it's not something that you can do overnight. We have been on YouTube since 2010, I believe. So it's like a solid 10 years of content. We've got into, I believe we are at the moment at 186,000 followers on YouTube. And we have managed to, in a way, create our in-house authority in the audio world, who is Mike. That's pretty much now his full-time job in business is YouTube. And as a result, after the Google organic traffic, YouTube is our second biggest referral for traffic on our website, which is fantastic for us.
Wow, so Mike's pretty much 24/7, well, not 24/7 because he wouldn't get to sleep, but he's pretty much full-time now working on the training content that goes out via that free YouTube channel.
Yeah, YouTube is his full-time job in our business. It's there is certainly more than enough for him to do in there. We have to date recorded, I think, over 1,200 videos that are available on our YouTube channel. So it's a phenomenal amount of content that we continue on providing because we know it's valuable to our audience. And as a result, kind of helps our business in the process, which is fantastic.
It also, I suspect, you know, obviously there's you're teaching your target market something which enables them to use your products to simplify it massively, but also they're feeling that personal connection to the business because they're sat there learning along with Mike. And every time it's Mike, it's not just someone you've hired to do some training, read some training scripts. It's Mike who knows those software platforms to an insane degree.
Yes, it absolutely is the case. I mean, you literally cannot type any keyword on YouTube that contains words Adobe Audition and not find Mike's video on. So you know, whatever it is, like how to do this in Adobe Audition, how to do that, and you will find Mike's video. So it's literally impossible not to find something that we've created on there, which is, you know, as again, it's a lot of hard work, a lot of consistency game, it's, you know, long-term game, but it has definitely paid in the long term a big sign for us. So,
and obviously we've mentioned you, we've mentioned Mike. How big is the rest of the team, and do you do everything in house or do you outsource things?
Yeah, we have a huge sort of combination of things. So the core team is of seven. So this includes our customer service team. There is Mike and I as the business owners. We've got podcast production manager and a number of our full-time producers. And then outside of that, we have a team of over 130 voice artists. There are 10 audio and video producers who work, and all of those work with us on a freelance basis. So the team is sort of huge in the sense it's scattered all over the world. We put a big emphasis on diversity. It's like that. This for me, this has always been one of the most important things because I recognize that diversity is absolutely crucial to creativity. Like, you know, you essentially in a creative business, you cannot omit diversity and think you can get away with it in that sense. You know, it just brings, it's such an amazing asset. You know, with people from different backgrounds, just bring something new. And then that's what enables us to create something unique in the process.
Excellent. And another thing I wanted to really get into today was you serve what is a kind of a business audience. It's not, you're not exactly selling to consumers, though some of them probably behave a lot like consumers. But you also, and businesses are notoriously difficult to get to use an e-commerce site, but you also serve such a disparate group of customers, you know, from the audio producer who wants to be able to do a better work for his own clients through to the FBI and NASA.
There is a big difference between those for sure.
Yeah. I mean, obviously rather than getting into too much of the back end, how you service them differently, on the front end, do you manage to get them all to come via the website, or are some of them more one-on-one consulting style selling?
This has always been our challenge. It has been our challenge from day one. And I remember having a conversation with Mike about this probably like 8 or 9 years ago now. And we have made a decision to make conscious segments on our website. So we were like, okay, we know that we can make one segment who are DJs. There is another segment that is radio in general. And then there is another one that's podcasting and another one that's business in general. So we've always from that point, we've segregated everything we do into four different buckets. And it's the same with the landing pages on our website. So they kind of point to different things based on, you know, what kind of customer you are. I know we can do much more with that. And again, this is, you know, one of those things on my list to get better at. But essentially just recognizing what the groups are and targeting specific marketing, different conversations. Even when they contact us for our customer support, we have different kind of conversations, different tone we take with clients. But we try to put as many people as we can through our website. So I would say the three first segments will 90% of the time go through the website. And then the rest is the conversations with the customer. So it will usually, we will encourage them to email and we will start the conversation from there.
So you've clearly been quite successful at getting businesses to buy online. Do you think that's down to the sector, or are there certain thing, or is it simply because you've always been online, so you haven't had that conversion challenge, which a lot of B2B businesses have?
I think it's the latter. We've always been online. So there was never an aspect of doing things differently. I mean, we still get sometimes customers who are very, you know, the business customers who are very much old school, and it's like, okay, you know, issue the invoice and it's, you know, 30-day payment term and, you know, all of that. And it's like, no, this is not how we do things. Sorry. And, you know, we try to be very delicate, I guess, with those people. And we say, listen, you know, it's just not how we do things. This is how we work with customers. You have to pay up front. You know, those are the conditions. We have some clients who we work on invoicing basis, but those are clients that we have established relationship over the years. So we always say to people, we are happy to switch to that, but we have to be working with you for at least 6 months before we will agree to that. We work with international base of clients. So it's not necessarily the same as, you know, if we were all based on the Isle of Wight and we all knew each other, it's slightly different to working, you know, we could be working with a company in South Sudan and then on the other ends of the spectrum somewhere in Mexico or United States. So we have to have an approach that allows us to kind of bring everything together.
Yeah, I have to admit, I whilst I do invoice people, my heart does sink when someone says, we'll raise a PO number.
No.
Like, oh, it's going to take forever to get paid for that one.
I know. I mean, it is the case that especially with the bigger companies, that is just still how this operates. And we have a number of larger clients where the PO is just the standard. And we just have to roll with it in the sense that it's a big client, you know, we have to calculate the risk there. Obviously, we sign the service agreements and things like that, but we just have to roll with it, don't we?
Yeah, the necessary evil. But
yeah.
I often, going slightly off topic here, but bear with me, audience, I often do wonder how much time those companies expend in manpower on managing such a complex system and if it really actually pays dividends in the end.
I know. It's one of those things that I think will just take time for people to convert to. And once they realize that, wow, the grass is greener on the other side, they will eventually turn there, right?
Let's hope so. Fingers crossed. credit card payments are the way forward.
Yes.
So with all the things that are going on at Music Radio Creative, and you've mentioned a couple of things that are on the to-do list. We all have those to-do lists that you know, you're just constantly trying to get around to. What's the most exciting thing for you over the coming months coming up?
What is really exciting for us is that over the last 5 years, every single year we've increased on our revenue and turnover. And actually the last year was fantastic because we've increased 40% from previous year. So now I'm at the stage where I'm ready to invest into further growth. And so I'm actively looking now for people that can join our team to help with that. And this is really exciting and also very scary for me at the moment, because I know that I need just certain amount of people to bring in and really just kind of spread the wings further out there. But it's so hard to let go. There are so many things that you think that you are doing the best you can. You know, there's nobody out there who can do it better. But it's like, it's that letting go that needs to happen. I am currently looking for somebody for our social media marketing. We need another person for Google and Facebook ads. We need like a general marketing manager and so many other roles in between of those. And I just want to find good people that we can keep and can grow with us. And it's a challenge at the same time as an opportunity. So I'm kind of nervously excited about it, if that makes sense.
Oh, completely, completely.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
This podcast is brought to you by Klaviyo, the ultimate e-commerce marketing platform for email and SMS messaging. Whether you're launching your e-commerce business or taking your brand to the next level, Klaviyo gives you the tools to get growing faster. That's why it's trusted by over 38,000 e-commerce brands. Build your contact list, send emails that pop, and create marketing moments that build valuable customer relationships over any distance. Get started for free today. Visit klaviyo.com/masterplan to create your free account. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan. On average, 15% of searches on online shops return zero results, but only 1.3% of searches made through DoFinder are not returning results. Knowing that, what are you waiting for? Get your DoFinder 30-day free trial and start offering a better search experience. It can be implemented on all e-commerce platforms such as Shopify, WooCommerce, EKM, VisualSoft. Neil Patel includes DoFinder among the most powerful tools to increase e-commerce sales. Don't hesitate and go to dofinder.com/masterplan to install it in only 5 minutes without coding.
It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, I love this section because it's me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. Isabella, are you ready for the top tips?
I am very ready.
And you should be the most ready person ever on this podcast because you've edited it. So you know exactly what's coming up.
Yeah, this is easygoing. Smooth sailing.
Okay, I'm resisting the urge to invent a top tip now. No, we'll go with the normal four. Okay, the book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
I would put down the 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing on my list. I think that's just such a staple of any business. I mean, there is just so much you can learn from that. And it just never seems to be too old, if that makes sense. There are always things you can bring from that book. So it's one of those that I keep going back to. So I will read it and I'll find something that will really work. And then I will read it again and something new will pop out. You know, it's just one of those really short reads. It's very easy read. It's not something that you have to invest a huge amount of time. You don't have to put out like the whole month to read it. It's literally a weekend read. You can just pick it up. It's very light and very fast going and full of good stuff.
Nice. Okay, the traffic top tip. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
100% YouTube. It's a long-term game. You know, it took us nearly 10 years to build it to the stage where it's at. It doesn't have to be, you know, this lengthy. But I think that it's one of the best ways to get the traffic that is free effectively and long-term. So I think investing in YouTube, but quality YouTube channel is something that everybody should be looking at.
Okay, and the tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
Well, it will be the one you are familiar with, Chloe. It's our Trello.
Yes, I am very familiar with your Trello.
Yay! We love using Trello. I mean, we use it specifically for our podcast production clients. It's one of those tools that just brings everything together in such an easy way. One of the things that I've always been a big fan of is reducing the number of emails. I know there are some days where I will get over 150 emails in my personal inbox, and I'm like, this is not something that I want to continue with. So reducing those has always been a big thing for me. So Trello was a huge one for it. It really streamlines things, and it's just easy to assign things to the right people, and it just works beautifully. And another one is, of course, Slack for communication internally. We use that. I don't know where we would be without Slack, to be honest with you.
Okay, so the last one is the growth top tip. If you met someone today who's focused on growing their e-commerce business from 100 orders per month to 1,000, what would be your number one tip for them?
Focus all of your efforts on customer service. I think that, you know, you can have the best product in the world, but ultimately what is making you different to everybody else is how you work with the customer. So customer service is the number one thing you should be looking to. to invest in order to increase the number of customers. Because if you have one happy customer, that one happy customer can turn into five others. And, you know, it's amazing, you know, just do the maths very quickly, how fast this can turn into 1,000 customers from that one initial client. So yeah, customer service all along, really.
Excellent. Look, Isabella, as it always is, it's awesome hanging out with you, but it's been particularly cool getting to hear about your e-commerce side of things. But before we say goodbye, could you let the listeners know where they can find you and Music Radio Creative, please?
Absolutely. You can find us online. We are at musicradiocreative.com. If you would like to have a look at our YouTube channel, which I know we've discussed a lot about, simply type Music Radio Creative in YouTube or go to youtube.com/musicradiocreative. We are one of the fortunate people to still get that URL, which you can't do anymore, but we still have it, which is yay. So those are the two best places to start, I would say.
And I believe you've got a special offer for anyone out there who's listening who wants to take advantage of your services.
I do. If you would like to explore the world of audio, so to speak, we have 25% discount of your first order. Simply type masterplan as a code at the checkout and that will take care of it.
It's very generous of you. Thank you very much, Isabella. Well, look, thank you for being on the show today. It's been very cool hearing about a different side of Music Radio Creative, because I said I've been working with you for over 5 years now. So
I know, it's crazy to think about it. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show, Chloe. And it's a great show. I've learned a lot from it, and I'm sure many other people do too. So thumbs up and keep it going. It's a fantastic one.
I will do. Thank you. Great to catch up with Isabella there, and I hope you got to see a bit of a different side of what's possible with e-commerce. So maybe there are training courses that you could add to either your sales mix or as ways to gain email addresses, or maybe there's training content that your core customer wants to know about, questions they want answered, that you could create a YouTube channel around to create that long-term free traffic resource that they've managed to create with YouTube. And lots of different ways to use the Shopify platform there too. Well, look, to get your hands on the notes from today's show, including the top tips and links to what we've mentioned, head over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast. There you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. If you like this episode, then make sure you check out episode 105 with Introversion Software, where we're talking about selling software online, because it's another different angle on e-commerce that's fairly linked to the sorts of things that Music Radio Creative is selling that I think will really help you too. Thank you so much for tuning into this and every episode of the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I bring you a new interview every week because I want to inspire and help as many e-commerce business owners as possible to succeed and thrive with their business. So please do tell the other e-commerce business owners you know, because I would love to help them too. I hope you have a great week and keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.